All right, you may have missed this story last week, but he was a pioneer of ethnic studies in this country. Ronald Takaki, author and scholar, died last week at age 70. In the wake of his death, his Facebook fan page with over 1,400 fans was turned into a memorial page for people to leave messages. One message reads, "You've exemplified multicultural education in your writing, your work with students, and your way of being in the world." He died of an apparent suicide after a 20-year struggle with multiple sclerosis. But Takaki's struggle was also with academic departments and helping them to create ethnic studies departments. And the models for ethnic studies throughout the United States, and indeed probably for the world, are based on his efforts and his passion to create ethnic studies as a legitimate academic discipline. Joining us now is Gary Okihiro, professor of international and public affairs at Columbia University and founder of the Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race. He also studied under Takaki at UCLA. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
How important is this man in taking a broad social movement and turning it into an academic field of study that has changed curriculums and academic departments all over the United States?
An extremely important role, as you've indicated. I mean, previously, most scholars looked at relations among people, mainly between blacks and whites within the United States. Ron took blacks and whites because he began as a historian of African American history, but he also included the voices of Asian Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans, along with some European ethnic groups. And so the look across those diverse groups afforded a different perspective on the American experience.
And, you know, the irony here is that often the departments that he helped to create were criticized as being somehow anti-American or embracing an anti-American story. But he always insisted that, no, in fact, ethnic studies was about rediscovering the real American narrative of ethnic assimilation or ethnic sort of development in the United States.
That's correct, and I think a lot of that derives from his childhood growing up in Hawaii, as he indicated in several of his books. He believed that the American story, like the story in Hawaii, was a multicultural one, and that each group contributed greatly to the makeup of overall America. And the exclusion of any one group thus would leave a huge gap within that narrative. And his inclusion of voices, particularly the oral traditions of people, along with poetry and so forth, was a riveting way to relate those stories.
Do you think, Professor, he was frustrated that the story, and it's a very compelling story, of the natives on the Hawaiian Islands did not get the kind of national play, the sort of heroic sort of familiarity as, say, you know, the George Washington cherry tree fables?
That's a perceptive observation, not only within the broader American narrative, but also within Asian American studies itself. Hawaii has been seen as an exceptional place, a racial paradise, as it were, and also distant from the continent. I recall just this summer hearing Michelle Obama describe her husband as being born way out west, and the reference of Hawaii thus as a kind of distant place resides still in the American imagination.
Interesting. Listen to Ronald Takaki speaking on November 17th of 2008, and I want your reaction. He's definitely pushing way beyond his original agenda. The time has come, he says.
Don't you think that the time has come for the University of Texas to consider establishing a multicultural requirement for graduation? Yes. Don't you think so? The time has come.
Here you have Takaki suggesting that with the election of Barack Obama, it is time for America to create a requirement of multicultural fluency. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I favor that also. The core or the requirements of all graduates indicates a university's commitment to its idea of education. That is, what is an educated person supposed to know about this world around them? And clearly, the world around our new graduates is this diverse America, but also a transnational and global society. And our students thus must be literate within these various traditions to operate successfully within this realm.
Professor Okiura, what do you think Ronald Takaki would make of the discussion in the wake of Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court, a discussion of her story and what it means politically?
Well, actually, it would resonate very clearly with what he encountered in his own discussion about multiculturalism, because, as I earlier indicated, his use of voices was a means by which to offer a diverse perspective. That is, individuals offer a particular kind of perspective on the story that one might not understand coming from the outside of that perspective. And I think that's what the nominee's point was, that her experience as a Latina provided her insights into the American experience quite different from the typical white male person.
You know, his 20-year struggle with multiple sclerosis reminds me that the model for disability studies in many academic departments around the United States, and particularly in California, really comes from his ethnic studies models. And in an odd way, he even has a legacy there.
I believe so. And his real struggle with it has been a kind of, has taken, of course, this tragic turn.
Well, Gary Okihiro, Professor of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University and founder for the Center of the Study of Ethnicity and Race, who studied under Professor Takaki, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.